Rush Limbaugh, Trump needs to hold rallies in Georgia. By Joel B. Polak on November 23, 2020. Conservative radio host Rush Limbaugh said Monday that President Donald Trump needs to hold rallies in Georgia to assist Republicans in their efforts to hold two U.S. Senate seats there in runoff elections January 5. If Democrats win, they will effectively take control of the Senate. In the event that Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, is sworn in as vice president on January 20. In the opening segment of his show, posted later to his website under the headline Take the MAGA Rallies to Georgia, Mr. President, Limbaugh said. Rush, I don't know about you, but I'd kind of like to see President Trump in Georgia. I'd like to see some rallies. I'm not alone in this. We got two Senate seats that are very crucial, the runoffs, Perdue and Loeffler. We gotta get these seats secured. Otherwise the left is gonna be able to, well, they're not gonna be stoppable. It's just gonna be dependent on what they want to do as to how far they go. So those two Senate races, Perdue, Loeffler, they're really crucial. And I think Trump is still the Republican Party. He's still MAGA. He could still go down there and do some rallies and secure those two Senate seats. I don't mean yesterday or today. But the runoffs, the elections are on June the 5th. So time is of the essence. Limbaugh also quoted an article by Breitbart News' David Ng, noting that Hollywood celebrities were donating to and volunteering for Democrats' effort to win the Senate runoffs in Georgia. Incumbent Republicans David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler are facing Democratic challengers John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest ebook is The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.